This programming is sponsored by Metro. Introducing Metro Downtown Direct, helping riders get home for the holidays with nonstop service between downtown and Bush Intercontinental Airport. Details at ridemetro.org/500.
Live from News 88.7 in Houston, I'm Gail DeLauder. A Houston City Council member has drafted a proposal that lets police decide whether to call ICE during traffic stops. News 88.7's Kyle McClenaghan says some local officials believe the policy would be illegal.
According to the proposal, drafted by Councilmember Letitia Plummer, officers would not be required to contact ICE if a background check indicates an immigration-related warrant. Councilmember Plummer.
It's saying, listen, we don't want to detain our immigrant community if they've done nothing harmful. This is just a very light way of giving HPD more discretion to allow them to do the right thing.
However, Houston Police Officers Union President Douglas Griffith said officers are legally obligated to contact ICE regardless.
This proposal that she puts out there is also completely off base. We cannot just let them go. We can't do any of the things she wants to do with this proposal. So what she needs to do is probably stay in her lane.
Plummer has until the end of today to get one more council member to sign on to the proposal in order for it to be considered at the next meeting. I'm Kyle McClenaghan, News 88.7.
Galveston County is looking into a case of infant botulism. News 88.7's Alexander Hart has the latest.
Galveston County Health District on Friday said a four-month-old is hospitalized with a confirmed case of infant botulism. The case comes amid a multi-state outbreak linked to contaminated baby formula, but it's still unclear if this case is connected. According to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, six infants in Texas have been sickened by the formula. Nationwide, 31 infants have fallen ill. The formula's manufacturer, ByHeart, has issued a recall of all of its formula products. More information about the outbreak and recall can be found at cdc.gov. I'm Alexandra Hart, News 88.7.
The Rockets play the Denver Nuggets tonight in the NBA Cup Tournament. They have an 8:30 tip-off at Toyota Center. Rain expected this evening. Our chance of showers now up to 70%. We could also see some patchy fog later on tonight. Overnight low should be around 69 degrees. Tomorrow's high, 81. I'm Gail DeLauder, News 88.7.